We're doing the Ramban, Torah Hashem Tmima, Nachmanides speech about the holistic aspects of the Torah. Ve'od haTorah meirat einayim afilu b'sipurim u'masiyot sheba. Another wonderful benefit we get from the Torah is through the stories that the Torah tells over. Kulam chokhma gdola. The stories all have great wisdom to them. Ve'shoresh emuna. And they are the roots of our emunah. The stories are important. Sharei ata yodea mipshutei ha'ktuvim she'amram avi Moshe ra'a Levi. He's going to show us now how the storyline of Genesis, the story from Noah, from the flood, till Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to give us important insights about the world. So, Amram, Moshe's father, well, he was Levi's grandson. If you do the math, so Levi had three sons, Gershon, Kehat, and Merari. When they went down to Egypt, Levi was 44 years old. You could see the math and say they're Olam Rabbah. It says in the Pasuk, Levi lived for 137 years. So he lived in Mitzrayim for 93 years. Amram was the first grandson from Kehat. So it would seem that Amram met his grandfather Levi in those 93 years. So Levi has Gershon, Kehat, and Merari. And Kehat has a son named Amram, who marries his aunt, Levi's daughter, Yocheved. So, who? Yaakov. Levi, well, he saw his father Yaakov. Now, Yaakov Avinu learned Torah from Shem, the son of Noah. So we have Noah, Shem, Yaakov, Levi, Amram, Moshe's father. Levi's grandson. Yeah. His father Kehat was Levi's son. He was Amram was his grandson, and Moshe was his grandson and great grandson. Because Amram married his aunt. Yeah. So, again, let's do the math. We have Shem to Yaakov, Yaakov to Levi, Levi to Amram. Three links between Moshe, call it a fourth link, to Shem, to the flood. What Ramban is about to draw before us is a tradition that he insists existed from Shem to Moshe, and the Kuzari takes a very different route in describing what the world knew of the flood in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we'll continue, but this is very unique what the Ramban is about to draw before us. When you do the math, Yaakov was 50 years old when Shem passed away. And so we have a tradition that Yaakov learned by Shem. Well, there's a man who's going to stand up to all the sorcerers. His name is Moshe. He's walking into the capital of sorcery, to Egypt. And he's going to walk in and say, publicly, you know, my grandfather told me that he knows from his grandfather or great-grandfather that the world was created. Meaning, there was a moment of creation. Shamabul kmo b'riyat olamu. When we talk about the flood is similar to creation. Adam could say to the world, you're all my descendants. I was here when there was no one, and none of you came from anywhere else. Well, Noah could do the same thing. If you admit there was a flood, then you're also admitting that God spoke to man, warned Noah to prepare for the flood, and that in essence there was a creator in a moment of creation. Thank you. And Shem spoke to his father Noach, and there was an overlap between Noach and Adam. Noach and Adam saw one another. So Noach met his great-grandfather 10 generations earlier, who could tell him, "Hey son, you're mine. You're a descendant of mine. The world started with me." Yes. Do the math. Why are you asking me? Take out a Genesis and do the math. Yes, sir.
What happened there?
The sun is so naked.
How can Noah, after he wake up, what happened?
So it must be something he's done with him. Must be, because the Pasuk
say he
wake
up and he saw
something.
Doesn't say so. There are different commentaries as to what
happened there. It says Noah woke up from his slumber and he knew. I don't think it says Vayar. It says he knew. It doesn't say he saw. I don't think so. That's what the Pasuk says. He knew. It doesn't say he saw. I don't think so. Take out a Chumash and check.
I
think so. I hope I'm remembering right. Yeah. But what does that have to do with this?
There were different commentaries.
It's a good question. Thursday night. We're talking about Noach, but what happened with Noach and Canaan and Ham is a different question.
What it up, man. Just because Adam and Noach were alive at the same time doesn't mean they met.
Okay.
Right? But they did meet. How do you know? Because he lived for 930 years. So there was a lot of people.
Okay.
Everyone knew Adam. Adam was the first man. It's like the old man on the top of the hill.
Let's see what the rabbi has to say. That's what we're doing. Now, Yodavatz Moshe Achid Bolam Blaveim. Adam knew he had no father and mother. He was around in the world alone. Bevadai Mayadavar Sheker Yaduk Hakolkin Vyemukhash. If Adam was lying when he said, "Well, I had a son named Cain and Hevel, and you came from Cain," and Adam would tell them the genealogy. Well, you can't just make that up. There's a whole planet. People are talking. People are talking to one another. You can't just walk up and say, "Hey, all of you are all my kids. I have no father and mother. And you're all my descendants. You're from him and you're from me." Well, if it's a bluff, the world should sort of know it. So it would be denied because there'd be elders and wise men around who know the history and they say that's just not so. You all heard about the Holocaust. How do you know it happened?
I knew people who were there.
Oh, so you hear from a previous generation or 2 generations ago, and then you know it was there. So
enough people were there and said the same stuff. So you could believe.
Okay, so that's what he's saying. The older people in Noah's time would tell Noah, there's an old man, he's a little bit cuckoo. He thinks he's the father of all of us. He thinks God created him. He thinks he's the only... If that was the case, then there'd be people there to say it didn't happen. But no, everyone backs the story that Adam tells them. So from Noah's perspective, Noah's link to Adam and Noah after the flood is giving us a knowledge, not just a faith. Yeah, this is what happened. I would add one interesting point. Where was Adam Arishon buried? Doesn't say in the Torah. Meaning, he's in the Marsa Machpelah. But it doesn't say. It doesn't say in Torah. It doesn't say in Chronicles. It's a hidden thing. It's a tradition. And the Medrash says that Adam Arishon and Chava purposely hid themselves when they died because they didn't want the people to make them into an idol. That's the man God created. So they hid their burial. Later on, Avraham Avinu stumbled upon it.
Who died first?
Doesn't say when Chava died, so I assume she died first.
She lived. She, why? Because they all lived till 1,000, though. From the
maybe.
You know that stuff, no?
Maybe. I don't know. That's what it says, right?
Didn't he live till 930?
Adam.
And like,
and Chava, I don't know. We don't know of anyone else.
Years.
We don't know of anyone else who lived till 1,000.
Could it so be that he died in the flood?
Adam?
Yeah.
It doesn't work with the dates.
He died before.
Yeah. Noah was 600 years old when the flood came. So now do the math. That was 10 generations down, Noah. Yeah? So, so no, it doesn't, it can't be that he died in the flood.
But are they for sure in the Ma'arat HaMachpelah?
Again?
They're for sure in Ma'arat HaMachpelah.
That's a long conversation for a Thursday night.
Because they found a boat in Turkey, like on some mountain.
Okay, Thursday night we can discuss it. So we move forward here. So we move forward. On Thursday night we have an open session where you can ask what you want. So the Ramban is making the following point. He's saying the Torah tells you stories, the Torah tells you the basis of our emunah, and if you look at the Torah you start seeing genealogy that's very close, meaning if Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to take the Jews out of Egypt in the year 2448, and you can connect back to Adam Arishon with five links from 2448 back to creation, because you have Adam, Noach, Shem, Yaakov Avinu, Amram, Moshe. So then you've just connected your knowledge of creation from Moshe five generations ago. Okay, that's not so far. This is very different than the Kuzari, what the Ramban is saying. V'yichutzeinu uvateinu v'nachlateinu. I don't know what's about you, but I definitely heard from my grandparents stories about my great-grandparents, my great-great-grandparents. I know where I come from. I know. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Sure. I know. What?
How many generations?
I know who my great-great-great-grandfather was. That's 5-6 generations?
I have 3 also. And it's Cohen.
Okay. So,
your great-great-grandfather?
He was in Frankfurt, but he came, I think, from Hamburg.
You're also a Cohen?
Is he German?
Yeah, Frankenthal, his name was sitting in Germany, yeah.
Stepfather.
Yeah. So I know stories of how my grandmother got married and how my grandmother's parents got married. I know stories that go back a century and a half. You know certain stories. I'm saying there are things you know, you hear from.
When they buried.
Which ones?
Great, great, great.
They're in Germany, whatever's left there, I don't know. You hear stories, so you know things about what happened 150 years ago and 200 years ago. I know stories about the machloks and they had in shul. I know that my grandmother's father was the Baal Kore. The story goes back 150 years ago. And then they decided to make him, to bump him off and give someone else to be Baal Kore. So this was Germany, right? They're Yekish. So he sat there throughout the Kriya, and at the end of the laning, so the Gabbai or the Rabbi, someone there asked him, what did you think? So he said he made 33 mistakes that I wouldn't have made. So they said, yeah, but if you were pious enough, you wouldn't be counting mistakes. How could you be counting and listening to the Kriya Torah at the same time? He said, you're right. I wasn't counting. Every mistake he made, I moved my hand another page in the Chumash. I added pages, and then I counted them at the end. So he had an answer for that. Like, that was the argument at the end of the laning. Okay. I can tell you other stories. I'm saying, so what? Did they reinstate him? That part of the story, I don't remember.
Have any other stories that are cool?
There are a lot of cool stories, yeah. There are a lot. But I'm saying that's a short one. There are longer ones. I'll tell you a long one in short. In a nutshell, a short story. My grandmother's mother, she wanted to marry someone. And they agreed they'd get engaged. And then they came to meet the parents. And my great-grandmother, when she met this man's parents, when the man met her parents, meaning my great-great-grandparents, said to the young man, how are you going to support her? And he said, I'm not sure yet, but I'm thinking of opening a business. They said, you're not sure yet, you can't take our daughters in. And they annulled the engagement. The two had agreed to get engaged between themselves. They annulled it. And my great-grandmother was devastated, but her parents wouldn't let her marry this man. So he went his way, she went her way. They married her off to someone else, a person named Breuer, and the rest is history. No, 20 years later, her daughter comes and tells her, Ma, I want you to meet the man I'm engaged to. And the man she was engaged to, my grandfather, Frankenthal, was the son of the man who she wanted to get engaged to. Meaning they each had a child and their children got married. So my great-grandfather Frankenthal was going to be married to my great-grandmother Breuer, but the parents didn't allow it. And then my grandmother and grandfather, they got married. And they were descendants, they were direct descendants of that original couple. Okay, so that's, I'm telling you the short story. But you hear stories, you know stories of what happened 100 years ago, 200 years ago. You hear stories from your grandparents. So you do know. So that's what the Ramban is saying. Can Adam or Rishon show up and make up a story? I have no parents, and there's no one else on the planet who could refute him. I was created, you're all my descendants. It doesn't work. You can't do that in a society. You can tell a story for a day. You can tell a story on an island. You can't tell a story without other people around who can refute you. And so he says, the stories of Torah take us back. The stories of Torah show us a link from Adam to Noah, from Noah to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Isn't that Trotskyism, though? When you just repeat a lie over and over and over, and then they eventually believe it.
Right, but I can't tell you a lie. You know you're my son.
Well,
eventually, no, you won't believe it. It won't work. He'll deny it. My kids will deny it. My wife, it won't work.
Is that the same as the Kuzari?
No, this is very different than the Kuzari. Because the Kuzari argues that the world forgot its genealogy, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to tell them things that no one else knew. He says it was one of the wonders of what Moshe did, that he was able to tell people where each nation came from. And according to Ramban, the world had a pretty decent handle on how things evolved from Noach to here. That's two approaches as to what happened between Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Was the world aware of how it evolved or not? Kuzari says it's an extraordinary thing Moshe does. He tells you, where do the Greeks come from? Where do the Germans come from?
Where do they come from?
There's this book, it's called Torah. Open up the end of Parshas Noach, and it says, Bnei Yefet, Gomer, Umagog, Umadai, V'Yavan.
I don't know what those things mean.
Like, well, you know what Yavan means?
Greece.
Yavan is Greece. You see, Eitan knows, he'll help you. We move on.
He's
Uploni apachat panamigdal ploni. We all know, this is where that noble built a tower. You know some things like that. We're always telling stories. I could tell you the story of how they built this building. I could tell you the story about where of Mordechai Eliyahu lived. I can tell you the story about how that strip down there called Kanfei Nesharim, that away, used to be a runway. I could tell you about how 25, 30 years ago, when I first came to Israel, 20 years ago, you still had airstrips on Herzl, because Herzl was the emergency runway in case of war. So they didn't have all those beautiful trees and everything. It was kept clear, because in case of emergency, that was the backup. And it had lights, like for a runway. As you drove on Herzl, you saw runway lights on Herzl, because that was the backup landing strip. So you tell people stories. I remember when there wasn't a bridge here at the entrance to Jerusalem,
that
Harp Bridge. Okay, so we tell people stories and we share with them what history was. You can't tell a lie about something this big. So that's part one. And we'll continue here, Bezat Shem, tomorrow.